Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is October 20th, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Citi, MasterCard launch, true name, feature for cards across the U.S. American Express, Copa to offer virtual cards to U.S. customers. My PinPad to boost omnichannel payments with Visa Ready. MasterCard to streamline digital transformation for Ethiopian commerce. Zalando acquires Swiss mobile body scanning developer Fission. ShopUp raises US$22.50 MLN to digitize mom and pop shops in Bangladesh. Singaporeans expect retailers to adopt unified commerce, Adyen report shows. Now let's get started. Citi, MasterCard launch, true name, feature for cards across the U.S. Citi has offered transgender and non-binary people the ability to use their chosen name on eligible credit cards. Together with MasterCard, the companies aim to provide eligible U.S.-branded credit card customers with the option to use their self-identified chosen first name on credit cards. Effective immediately, eligible existing credit card members will be able to request a new credit card, which displays their chosen name. In the coming weeks, customers will also be able to be serviced by their chosen name via telephone and across online and mobile access points, according to MasterCard. American Express, Copa to offer virtual cards to U.S. customers. Copa and American Express have announced the expansion of their partnership to offer U.S.-based customers virtual cards as a payment option with Copa Pay. American Express virtual cards have been previously made available in the U.K. and Australia. The integration assists B2B users to extend pre-approvals for card spend, boost security when paying suppliers using virtual card technology that generates a unique American Express card number for each transaction, and gain visibility in the payment process. Publicly traded Copa sells enterprise software in the realm of e-procurement, invoicing, B2B payments and T&E expense management. My PinPad to boost omnichannel payments with Visa Ready. Visa has granted Visa Ready certification for UK-based mobile payments company MyPinPad's Tap to Phone MPO solution. The Phone MPO solution will come with optional PIN capture for Android devices running Android version 8 and higher. This means that MyPinPad's Tap to Phone solution with PIN is now available to all interested Visa acquirers where PIN authentication is required. Visa Ready for Tap to Phone recognizes ready-to-deploy solutions that meet Visa requirements and standards for security. The certification provides sellers with greater confidence that technology partners, such as MyPinPad, offer solutions and capabilities to help simplify the process of identifying the right partner and expertise, streamline testing and implementation, and expedite overall time to market. MasterCard to streamline digital transformation for Ethiopian commerce. MasterCard has announced a partnership with the Ethiopian Ministry of Innovation and Technology, MINT, to develop and implement strategies for a more digitized economy in Ethiopia. Under the Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, MasterCard will leverage its global technology platforms, insights and experience gained from working with governments around the world in supporting Ethiopia to achieve its objectives. The Ethiopian government, by working with MasterCard, seeks to optimize existing technology, digital assets and services in driving its digital transformation agenda by directly supporting efforts towards financial inclusion, creating safe and accessible digitized payment solutions for small businesses, SMBs, and implementing digital identity projects. Among the objectives that the company has set out can be named evolving consumer preferences and inventive technology in order to direct to digital-based, on-demand and data-driven personalized models for e-commerce and financial services. The nation's digital transformation strategy was endorsed by the Council of Ministers in June 2020. Zalando acquires Swiss mobile body scanning developer Fision. Germany-based retailer Zalando has acquired Switzerland-based software company Fision, with the aim to reduce the number of returns. The Fision team will continue to be based in Zurich while fully integrating with Zalando. The investment underscores Zalando's commitment to one of its key markets, Switzerland. Founded in 2015, Fision has developed technologies that generate accurate 3D virtual bodies and clothing models on its platform MEEPL. According to the company, its app uses visual computing and artificial intelligence to allow customers to discover their body measurements and create personalized 3D body profiles, personal meeples. It requires a smartphone or a tablet to get started, utilizing two images of the body, height and gender. As an alternative to the 3D body scan, MEEPL provides the option to create a 3D body profile using only four attributes, height, gender, age, and weight, that allows easy and fast size recommendation anywhere. Zalando is an online platform for fashion and lifestyle. Founded in Berlin in 2008 by David Schneider, Rocket Internet, and Robert Gentz, the company has more than 34 million active customers in 17 markets, offering clothing, footwear, accessories, and beauty products. ShopUp raises $22.50 MLN to digitize mom-and-pop shops in Bangladesh. Bangladesh-based company ShopUp has raised $22.5 million in a Series A financing round co-led by Sequoia Capital India and Flourish Ventures. According to TechCrunch, for both the venture companies, this is the first time they are backing a Bangladeshi startup. Moreover, Vyond Ventures, Speedinvest, and Lonsdale Capital also participated in ShopUp's financing round. It was reported that ShopUp has raised about $28 million to date. Furthermore, although more than 95% of all retail in Bangladesh goes through neighborhood stores in the country, with about 4.5 million mom-and-pop stores, the vast majority of them have no digital presence. Therefore, ShopUp is attempting to change that by building a full-stack business-to-business commerce platform. The platform provides three core services to neighborhood stores: a wholesale marketplace to secure inventory, logistics including last-mile delivery to customers, and working capital. The initiative comes because such small shops are facing a number of challenges. They are not getting inventory on time or enough inventory, and they are paying more than what they should, as 73% PDF of all their sales rely on credit instead of cash or digital payments, creating a massive liquidity crunch. Consequently, most of these businesses need working capital, TechCrunch reported. Singaporeans expect retailers to adopt unified commerce, Adyen report shows. New data released by Adyen has revealed that Singapore-based consumers were quick to adapt, adopting online channels at a rate well above the global average. According to the press release, the 2020 Agility Retail Report, commissioned by Adyen, interviewed over 25,000 consumers across 16 countries, including more than 1,000 in Singapore, to understand what people expect from shopping and dining experiences today. Accordingly, the pandemic led to a mass migration to online channels, with 49% of the Singaporeans surveyed saying they shopped more online than prior to the pandemic, more than the global average of 33%. Moreover, according to Adyen's research, 59% Singaporeans prefer to shop in a physical store. However, despite this, many turned to online alternatives during the pandemic to continue shopping. Apart from using websites, 64% also used shopping apps more during this period than previously, especially among 18 to 34-year-olds, 71%. While there is a preference for shopping offline, there's some hesitance about going back despite restrictions easing, with 75% still avoiding shopping in store for non-essential items. The most common reason has been the close proximity to strangers, 57%, with those over the age of 55 being the most concerned, 63%. Other common reasons include Singaporeans watching how much they spend due to economic uncertainty, 50%, as well as not wanting to stand in length queues, 46%. Findings from the Agility Retail Report point to consumer behaviors having changed permanently. Furthermore, 87% of Singaporeans believe that if retailers can sell across multiple channels during the pandemic, they should adopt the same flexible approach permanently. The need to maintain and offer these online offerings moving forward is especially important, as more than half, 54%, of the Singaporeans surveyed said they plan to shop more online despite the easing of restrictions, significantly higher than their global, 36%, and Hong Kong counterparts, 47%. Additionally, retailers should also offer the following to cater to the new demands and expectations of Singaporean consumers. Contactless payments for hygiene. For payment experiences, most Singaporean consumers want choices and prefer cashless and contactless options as they are concerned about hygiene, 72%. In fact, they are more concerned about this than their global, 54%, and Hong Kong, 59%, counterparts. Retailers can cater to this by reducing person-to-person contact by offering solutions such as self-checkout with mobile apps or kiosks. Ease of use critical. Customers want ease of use, so ahead of the busy shopping peaks of Christmas and Chinese New Year, retailers would be wise to implement the right technology that will help customers easily navigate their online offerings. If not, 83% of Singaporeans said they would not shop with a retailer whose website or app are difficult to navigate. Improving loyalty. Retailers should consider changing how they currently offer their loyalty and rewards programs, as 82% of consumers believe those being offered to them can be improved. Two options for consideration would be making the program available through an app or linked to the customer's credit card. Connecting a loyalty program to an app would also be beneficial to the brand, as 56% of Singaporeans believe there's currently not enough advantages to download a retailer's app. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.